Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Gerald Callahan of Express Ranches talking about genomics ahead of their spring bull sale in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
We're talking now with Gerald Callahan, Express Ranches. Gerald, was this the 27th? Spring bull sale for Express Ranches. What's the difference between a bull of today and a bull of 25 years ago?
Well, I think the first thing when you're looking for a bull is you need cattle that perform what they're needing to do and get the cows bred and stay in, and that's a good bull. But the bull of today versus the bull of 25 years ago, we just have so much more information. There's so many more genetic tools to help you make your selection in terms of what you want to do with your cow herd, what program. Our bulls and most of the people that are bull providers now are offering you everything from their actual birth weight, adjusted weaning, adjusted yearling. Most people still ultrasound their bulls for ribeye and for IMF, intermuscular fat. But we also now, all of our bulls are genomic tested, and it's like that bull having sired, depending on the trait, between 8 and 25 progeny. And so that incorporates back into the bull's EPDs. And 25 years ago, we were just starting to have an uptake on EPDs and their accuracies. We're not really, really high, and today, 25 years later, we can identify those cattle that are going to have be preferable to use on heifers because of calving ease. We can identify those animals that are going to pass on superior marbling so that you'll have a greater number of prime and CAB carcasses. And so the thing that's different versus 25 years ago is the information that's provided is much more accurate. There's much more behind it. The proof on that information is much higher than it was 25 years ago. And so the bull buyer should have a lot more confidence that the bulls that he's selecting will do the job and move his herd in the direction that he wants to go.
And Gerald, I would think that ability to improve your herd so much enhanced with these genomic EPDs.
Yeah, you can be just so much more precise. I mean, you can really target where you want to improve. If you're feeding, if you're retaining ownership and feeding your cattle out and sell them on a grid, and maybe you're getting a few too many yield grade fours and fives, then you can come in here and select a bull that's bigger on ribeye, which is going to help you on your yield grade. If you want a greater percentage of primes, you can come in here and select a bull that's really high on marbling, and it's going to fix you. If you same on milk, same on growth. And you know, we're still in this business. We're still about selling pounds. And one of the big things that's changed, particularly on the Angus side, is that we really have been able to bend that curve. We have created cattle that are born light and grow super fast. And it's a huge amount of progress that we've made in the last 25 years, particularly with regard to that, because the growth traits are more highly heritable. It was easier, and we've made more progress more rapidly.
I guess what those maternal traits, something that I know that a lot of our bull buyers are always very interested in.
Yeah, the maternal traits, they're a little less highly heritable. And so when you get into the fertility traits and milk production, we've done a lot of work on them, and we have a dollar M that's now published, which is dollar maternal. And in that dollar M goes the fertility traits, the calving ease traits, heifer pregnancy. It also includes the foot score EPDs. And so we do have a dollar M now, and that along with dollar B, which is a terminal index, dollar M and dollar B then combined with a little multiple there, it gives you the dollar C, which is the combined index that a lot of people are using right now, and I think with quite a bit of success.
The Spring Bull Sale at Express Ranches coming up Friday, March 5th. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 Bull Sale, Saturday, March 6th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Five for Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 83 Angus and Simmental Sim-Influence Bulls, plus 47 home-raised commercial open heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.